Good Monday morning. Christmas is just a bit over 2 weeks away, and this is your First News Now newscast powered by First United Bank. We have lots of things going on in Marion, Kentucky as we approach the holiday season. We're going to get you started right off the bat with some news. But first, let's hear from First United Bank.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
And in news this morning, a man wanted for more than 3 months has been captured, and it wasn't an easy catch. Chris McKinley, 39, of Marion, was captured after police had been looking for him since September. That after he rammed his motorcycle into Police Chief Bobby West, causing him some injury. McKinley got away that time, but he did not last week. We'll have all the details on his capture in the Crittenden Press. Also in local news, winners from Saturday's parade in Marion, Kentucky were in the business category. Travis Construction and Concrete was first place. Second place went to Kentucky American Seed. And third was Crittenden Hospital. In the church category, Freedom General Baptist was first, Mexico Baptist was second, Deer Creek Church was third. In the organization category, Crittenden County E911 captured the top prize. Crittenden County FFA was second, and the Lions Club Bluegrass Blowout was third, as judged by the Chamber of Commerce judges who were observing from the balcony up above Bart Frazier's office, the attorney's office there in Marion. So also Partners Insurance provided a sponsor award. Partners was your local business sponsor. They coordinate the parade every year, and they gave out their own special recognition to Daryl and Tammy Williams. They were driving the pickup truck with Snoopy in the back. There will be a couple more parades in the area this week. Princeton will have its parade on Friday night, and Sturgis Christmas parade is Saturday evening. Some more holiday cheer going on this week. You can go down to Deer Creek Baptist Church and enjoy their live nativity. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. and starts this weekend. Saturday night will be the first performance of that. You can get all the details in the Crittenden Press. The Living Christmas Tree at Foes Hall had two big performances over the weekend. And there's some more coming up this week. They'll be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be the final performances of that community choir event.
UBID Auction is having its final Christmas auction of the season beginning at 6 p.m. Friday, December 13th. The auction house's wholesale dealer will be back in Marion with a load of new merchandise featuring name brand toys and household items. Concessions are offered on site. Come shop and save at UBID Auction, located on Cherry Street in Marion.
In local obituaries, Jackie Dean Moore, age 67 of Marion, died December 5th at the Ray and Kay Eckstein Hospice Center in Paducah. Myers Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Mona Faye Dalton, 72 of Marion, died Saturday, December 7th at Salem Spring Lake Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. In area meetings coming up early this week, the Crittenden Livingston Water District will have a special called meeting at 4 p.m. this evening. That's down at the Deer Lakes Meeting Room, and that will be to meet with its engineer, which is heading up this major expansion going on down there. Multi-phase project to double the size of the Crittenden Livingston Water District's plant. Livingston County Board of Education meets at 6 p.m. tonight, and the Caldwell County Fiscal Court meets this morning at 9 a.m. over in Princeton.
Do you have your bingo card? The Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring Small Business Bingo. Grab your bingo card from the Crittenden Press or participating merchants and save money everywhere you shop. All you have to do is make a bingo by taking advantage of savings on your bingo card and submit it by December 20th to the Crittenden Press to be entered into a prize drawing. Get shopping!
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Fifth District basketball action begins tomorrow night as the undefeated Lady Rockets and our winless Rocket basketball team travel to Trigg County. Now, Trigg County's boys could be one of Crittenden County's best chances to swipe a Fifth District victory this season. Even though the boys are coming off a tough first week of the basketball campaign, they did get better against Union County. And I talked to Coach Freilichs after that game, and he's really excited about the improvement that he's seeing with his very young basketball team. We still don't know what to make of these Lady Rockets either. They are 3-0 right out of the chute with wins over Caldwell County, Union County, and Todd Central. Now, Todd was a pretty impressive victory. That's a team that lost by one to highly rated McCracken County over this past weekend. In her 32nd year as head coach, Shannon Hodge could have a real winner on her hands this season. Tip-off for the 5th District starter over in Cade is tomorrow night. Is at 6 p.m. Of course, that's the girls' game. The boys will follow. Elsewhere in the 5th District, Matt Hargrove and his Livingston County boys basketball team got its season started on Friday with a 73-52 win over Fort Campbell. Logan Ring led his team in scoring with 15 points. Now the boys will be at Lyon County to open their district play Tuesday night. That's Livingston over at Lyon. In girls action, Livingston County's Maggie Downey scored 15 points on Friday as the Lady Cardinals beat Muhlenberg County 54-36 as Livingston improved to 1-1 on the season. Now Tuesday again, those Livingston County girls will be over at Lyon County to take on the Lady Lions, who are off to a great start as well. With two wins in three games. Their only loss was against Graves County, and they have beaten Hopkinsville 64-36 and Murray 62-30. And Lyon County's boys are 3-0, undefeated, coming off that state championship season a year ago, and they won Saturday for their third win, beating Caverna 61-50. And congratulations, of course, is in order for Sean Thompson and his Paducah Tillman Tornado, which capped off an undefeated season, beating Franklin County 27-20 in the Class 3A Kentucky State Championship Friday at Kroger Field in Lexington. University of Kentucky signee Martellus Carter was the MVP of the game for Paducah Tillman. He caught 9 passes for 169 yards and a touchdown. Avery Thompson, Coach Thompson's son, caught a 2-point conversion pass. Of course, Sean Thompson is a Crittenden County graduate. And our friends over to the north, Union County, came up short in their bid for a state championship, losing 42-21 to Christian Academy of Louisville. And, of course, that was Union County's first time to be in a state championship. In other state finals, Louisville Trinity won its second straight 6A title. They are coached by Jay Cobb, who is a Webster County native. And many local folks may remember his brother David Cobb was a city administrator here in Marion once. That was the 29th state championship for Louisville Trinity, of course, a private school there in Louisville. In other state championship games, Bowling Green beat Cooper 37-20 in 5A. Sayre won the 1A title 27-22 over Raceland. And Beechwood beat the tar out of Owensboro Catholic 50-34 in Class 2A. And although you may not have stayed up for that finish out on the West Coast on Saturday night, I'm sure you know by now that the number 4 Kentucky Wildcats beat number 7 Gonzaga 90-89 in overtime after a remarkable comeback. I have to admit, I went to bed after they were down, 16 at the half. But Andrew Carr led the Wildcats with 19 points, and Jackson Robson had 18. The game, of course, was played in Seattle, just down the road from Spokane, Washington, where Gonzaga University is located. On the Travis Perry watch, our friend over in Lyon County got in the ball game, played 3 minutes, missed the only shot he took, a three-pointer from the corner. Cats will be back in action on Wednesday at Rupp Arena, 7 p.m. start against Colgate. In local outdoors, some of the seasons that are currently underway is the duck season. Your waterfowl season opened back up over the weekend. It runs through January 31st. The turkey shotgun season is going on right now, and it will end on Friday, just in time for the deer muzzle loader season, which opens up for a week beginning on the 14th. That'll be Saturday. And that's going to be a wrap on today's news. Again, we appreciate our presenting sponsors, First United Bank, UBID, and the Chamber of Commerce Small Business Bingo. Get shopping in Marion right now. And enjoy all the holiday brings to Marion and Crittenden County and the region. Lots of things going on. If you need to keep up with what's next, grab this week's Crittenden Press. We have all of the information there. I hope you have a great week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.